Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Friday, April 3rd, 2020, and we're going to get started off like we do every week over on YouTube. YouTube is rumored to be working on a TikTok clone, and not only are they working on a TikTok clone, but the TikTok clone they call Shorts is not going to be a standalone app, but we're being told it's going to be inside of the YouTube app. Desktop searches on Google are surging right now with millions and millions of people working from home. They're not using their mobile devices to search as much. They're using their laptop computers. Google created a best practices guide for health websites to show them how to communicate about the COVID-19 pandemic. Google Ads has stopped their monthly ad spend budget experiment test, and instead they're going to roll everybody who was in that experiment into the daily budgets that everybody else has to use, and they're not going to allow monthly budgets for ad campaigns anymore. Google Ads increased the number of accounts you can analyze inside of Report Editor from 10 to 200. Google Ads is going to allow some government entities and agencies, hospitals and medical providers and NGOs to start running ads about the COVID-19 pandemic and the coronavirus. Google Ads is giving $340 million to small businesses in terms of ad credits. Now, the catch here is that those small businesses have to have been running ads on Google Ads since January 1st, or Google says have an active account on Google Ads since January 1st of 2019. If you want to know if you're eligible, just log into your Google Ads account, and you should see a notice saying that you have ad credits that may not be there right now. So if you think you're eligible, maybe check today and then wait a couple of days and check again. You can use those ad credits between now and the end of 2020. Google Ads is removing dedicated support for some of their premier agency partners. Google Search Console added a couple of new preferences to the platform. One of those new preferences allows you to determine if you want to see performance reports inside of Google Search when you search. And that shows up this little box that tells you how you're ranking and how many clicks you're getting and how many impressions you're getting on a keyword if you type that keyword into Google Search. Another one of the new preferences will allow SEOs to determine what email notifications they get from Google Search Console on a property-by-property basis. So you can go into each individual property and set those preferences. Google My Business posts are now available again. They were temporarily suspended or paused, but now they're back. And the reason they were paused may have been because Google didn't have the manpower while they were shifting to work from home to have people review those, but it also could have been because they were adding a new type of post. And if you log into your Google My Business account right now, you'll see there is a COVID-19 post type to allow you to make updates about your business during the pandemic. Highly recommend you use that, especially if you're a dine-in restaurant and you're trying to get people to get to-go orders or carry-out orders or order food from you on any of the major delivery apps out there. Google's Danny Sullivan has clarified that if you mark your business as temporarily closed due to the pandemic, that it will not impact your ranking in any way inside of Google Maps or the Google Local Pack. They just gave us this feature a week ago, and a lot of people have been concerned and worried about marking their business as temporarily closed, but of course that would mean people would be using Google Maps to look up a business and show up there just to see a note on the door, something that says, hey, we're closed due to the pandemic. So it makes sense for Google to determine that they are not going to hurt your rankings if you've decided to temporarily close your establishment because of the COVID-19 pandemic currently impacting a large portion of the world. Over on Facebook has launched a desktop video chatting messenger app for the macOS and for Windows. This is clearly a ploy to try to get people to use more Facebook video chat services from home. They know a lot of people are in front of their laptops and using Zoom or Skype or another service right now. And Facebook is trying to get a piece of that pie. They really want that engagement and probably the data that comes with it. Facebook has improved the bulk video uploader function, and they've added a new video feature called series. Now, these are a lot like playlists, but when somebody watches a video in the series, they'll have an option to continue to the next video in episodic order. So just like a playlist would go from video to video, this one's just going to kind of clarify things for the viewer and tell them you just watched episode one. Now you're going to watch episode two if you want to continue. Facebook has published three new guides to help small businesses navigate the now really choppy waters of the COVID-19 pandemic. All Facebook services crashed for several hours earlier this week. That's Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp. Everything went down. And as we told you last week, Facebook and their services are seeing big spikes in usage right now because there's so many millions of people who just don't have anything else to do or going onto Facebook or Instagram or WhatsApp, and they are wasting time. This clearly has been putting pressure and fatigue on the infrastructure, and we saw some of those cracks forming and showing earlier this week. Hopefully Facebook got on top of it, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see another outage before this whole pandemic ends. The default text on Instagram's Ask Me a Question sticker has been changed from Ask Me a Question to How Can I Help? Snapchat is now allowing third-party app developers to bake Snapchat stories into those third-party apps without needing to develop a story product of their own. This comes as so many social media platforms have discovered that the engagement rates for these stories, they really keep people stuck to these social media platforms, and it makes them want to use them. So it's a good utility to get user retention for these social media platforms. Snapchat's going to new app developers and saying, hey, just use this new API, bake our stories into there, connect the accounts. Now your users will be able to show Snapchat stories inside of your app. Snapchat says they are experiencing the highest levels of engagement and usage ever in the history of the platform. This includes major spikes in communications between close friends on the app, a 25% spike in filter activity, people playing with the filters on Snapchat, an all-time high record in group chats, and a 50% increase in video calling on Snapchat. Microsoft Advertising's new user interface is rolling out to more pages inside of the Microsoft Advertising platform, but still only some people have access to that new user interface. So if you're one of those people that has access to the new UI for Microsoft Ads, don't be surprised if you see that new UI applied to other pages inside of your account. Pinterest has built and released an independent self-reporting COVID-19 tracking app they hope will allow people to say, hey, I have COVID-19, here's where I am, and here's all the places I've been. LinkedIn is providing free job listings for all essential jobs around the world. So if you're hiring for an essential job right now, it may behoove you to go to LinkedIn. I love that word, behoove you, to go to LinkedIn and take out a free job listing for that essential job. Twitter is giving brands a month of tweet prompts to help them better build out their Twitter content calendars. Now, these aren't specific to any month, so there's not going to be anything on there like April Fool's Day for, obviously, April, or St. Patrick's Day for last month, or when the pandemic ends for whenever the hell this thing is over. But they're just generic prompts to kind of help get your juices flowing or coming up with ideas for a specific day of the week. And they have it laid out for all 7 days of the week. So they're hoping that you go and create content for every single day. Tiger King is a bona fide insane sensation around the United States right now and probably around the world with so many people being bored, having nothing better to do than to watch this absolute crazy show. But there's something disturbing about the show for SEOs. In one of the episodes, the main protagonist, Joe Exotic, decides to copy the brand name of his most hated rival, which is Big Cat Sanctuary. And he names a new website and a service that he already has, Big Cat Sanctuary Entertainment. And he actually uses their logo and components of their website to create his own logo. Now, this is classic definition of confusingly similar under trademark and copyright laws. I'm not a lawyer, but it's pretty obvious when you see it that that's there. But the other disturbing thing about this is that Joe Exotic clearly had to have talked to a black hat SEO or somebody who knew SEO that didn't have a lot of ethics to tell him that this was something he should try to do. Because in the show, they actually mention that if he could just rank in Google for Big Cat Sanctuary, it would help his business. And what's crazy is it was absolutely 100% correct. People started searching for Big Cat Sanctuary and hiring his entertaining tiger traveling show because of this, thinking that they were affiliated with this company in Florida. If you're out there and you're thinking about doing anything like this, the answer is no. It's a terrible idea. Not only is it infringement, but the best plan is to always build your own brand. Do not try to build off of somebody else's brand. Grubhub is at it again, my friends. Earlier this week, Grubhub began offering a discount program where you could get $10 off of any meal as long as you spent $30 or more. Now, the catch here is that $10 came out of the restaurant's pocket, not out of Grubhub's 30% fee or whatever that they end up charging on the whole cost. Once this was pointed out by websites like The Verge, Grubhub reversed course, they changed directions now, and they said they're going to go ahead and pay for this discount out of their own pocket up to $250 per restaurant, which is still only like 25 of these deals. But they're going to pay for about 25 of them out of their own pocket in hopes that the restaurants keep doing it. Grubhub claims this was just a misunderstanding. They did this only to help the restaurants get more delivery orders because a lot of dine-in restaurants are really struggling with not being a dine-in restaurant right now. Speaking of food delivery, Yelp estimates that food delivery has increased 300 times in popularity. Now, there's an article over on Search Engine Land where several businesses and marketing consultants, SEOs, social media, stuff like that, are offering free or heavily discounted services to try to help businesses get through this incredibly trying, dire time in their existence. One of those is a service that I own called Gain Local. And Gain Local is offering free web hosting and free WordPress management, as well as free Google My Business management and some other little things in there, all for free, all pro bono. None of this requires any sort of payment or credit card or anything. The idea is just to help businesses that are struggling to cut one cost out of their monthly budget. It's not a big cost. So, you know, it's not probably going to be the biggest help in the world, but if you need it, it's there. You can ask for me for the link in the comments below. I would tell you all of the rest of them, but it is a very long list. So you can go to Search Engine Land and look up that list if you're interested and you need help. If you don't want to look up that list, you can go to my website, julianwood.com, reach out to me privately, and I'll see if I can't get you the link or help you find something to help you get through this. Musicians on SoundCloud now have the ability to add a donate button to their page so that they can solicit donations if they're struggling to, you know, get performance income or other things during the COVID-19 pandemic. A friend of mine pointed out to me earlier today that the last thing we need to be doing is encouraging more SoundCloud rappers to exist. But if you're a musician and that's your sole source of income, this could be a good way to make some of that income back, at least in the short term. eBay, a blast from the past, the original online store, is waiving some fees for new merchants to help brick and mortar retailers get set up online and start selling. And finally, my last piece of news today, a lot of people in digital marketing like to try to become photographers. And right now, to help everyone who's sheltering in place and working from home, Nikon is offering free classes on their website on photography. So you can go there and you can take all the courses they offer free of charge through the entire month of April. That offer ends on April 30th. They are not paying me to tell you that. And in fact, I'm not shooting this on a Nikon and I don't use a Nikon, but I think I'm going to go take those courses to improve my skills. And, you know, if you got the time, it sounds like a really cool offer to go take these Nikon courses for free. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you for tuning in to this podcast. If you like this podcast, we do this every single week, every Friday. We get a copy of this podcast uploaded and sent around to all of the podcast hosts. Please tell your friends about it. If you have any comments and questions, concerns, any feedback about the stuff we're doing, especially during COVID-19, if you want to link about anything we've talked about and you can't seem to find the source, please go to the website, joeyoungblood.com, send me a message through the contact page, and I am more than happy to talk to you. Okay? I'll talk to you next week.